Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Obviously, for me, I would not take a used collar.
It doesn't matter. A submissive should be appreciative of anything her master gives her. I think everybody wants to be made to feel special by who they care about.
So why the hell would you give some used ass fucking collar to your sub?
Hey guys, take a listen to this podcast that I did with Sir Inc. We separated it out from a bigger subject that we were covering, and then we kind of switched into this. But this is a hot topic for me still. He and I are, you know, a little bit on opposite ends of the spectrum on this one particular subject matter. And it's about, you know, whether or not you would give your sub a used collar. I find there's two camps. There's the hell yeses and the hell noes. And I didn't see a lot of in between people in the gray zone, but give a listen to he and I discussing it. It's still very charged for me. I'm just, I stand where I stand on it, and I have a hard time seeing it any other way. But give it a listen, and I'm sure you'll find it thoroughly entertaining.
Oh, so what about, and we don't have to expound on this too much right now, but
okay.
What about when I text you and said, would you wear a used collar? And I told you, so hold on, let me frame this for everybody, right?
Okay.
So I sent that to you. And you was like, my initial thoughts is no, but I need to think about it some more. And I said, well, this seems to be a hot button topic. I'm putting it up.
Yeah.
So I put it up on my wall, and it got a great response, right? And I seen you chiming on it. And then you put it up on your wall, right? And so what responses did you get on yours?
Well, I think that what I'm seeing is that there's kind of is just two very definitive camps.
Okay.
It's the yeses and the noes.
Right.
And I actually did I did a podcast with Cowboy Ann, and I told him about this, and I said, yeah, this subject just seems to be very polarizing. You know, it's very decisive. And, you know, we kind of had a sidebar conversation a little bit about the fact that, you know, the BDSM community is you would think for a counterculture that's sort of been in the shadows for so long that they would be very liberal, but they can be very judgy.
Right.
And, you know, very judgy, you know, to some points.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't bother me because, you know, kind of as an adult, I'm very little on the outside anymore from just, you know, strangers is going to influence me.
Right.
But it is interesting to note how that one subject, you know, would you wear a used collar, how, you know, the responses that elicited from people. And, you know, like I said, to circle back on that, there was a divide. You were either in camp, you know, absolutely, abso-fucking-lutely, I would take a used collar, or you're in the fuck no, you know. It wasn't really a big, I didn't see a middle ground at all.
No.
I just saw the fuck no's and the hell yeses, and it was quite interesting. When I was with Cowboy Ann, I said, what do you think I said? And he goes, fuck no. And I said, that is exactly what I said. I said, fuck no. And he didn't really see it either. He didn't understand how, well, hold on. I should say, he said, well, maybe you're talking, you know, I said, well, some of these, you know, women, this is what they were saying to me. He said, I think you're talking to slaves. There's a difference between a submissive mentality and a slave mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And And he goes, I'll bet you if you message those people, they're, you know, the ones that are very, you know, devout about it, like, absolutely, I would take a used collar. Those people are slaves. And, you know, and he just said that, you know, you have to understand there's just a difference, you know, where they're coming from and what's okay and what's acceptable. And I was like, you know, I had to sort of simmer myself down about it. Right. So I was just like, this is just, I can't even fucking believe, you know, I was just like, well, does anybody have a fucking brain in their head? Like, don't they have their own opinion? You know, like, I mean, yeah, I was off on the same tangent, you know, tangential level that the other camp was on, you know. And obviously for me, I would not take a used collar. Okay. For me, getting me there is just a feat in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if I was given something that was a symbol of a previous relationship, mm-hmm, under that dynamic, I mean, I would absolutely be offended and insulted, and probably that would be the end of that relationship. Mm. Because I just don't, you know, I just can't get behind that. Like, give me some, yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
That's never gonna be me. That will never be me. You know, I can be, I'm getting better at, you know, being submissive and respectful of the, you know, my dominant and all that, but that's not, that just doesn't banish all reasoning and and logical thought from my mind, you know. Like, yeah, I can't go there. I can't. Now, I think the other side of that would be like, okay, what if you're talking about little play things that'll just, like, if he's got toys that maybe, you know, he used with somebody else, I don't care. That's fine. You know, but my collar was made, you know, it was made, handmade for me. And that wasn't, I didn't know about any of this. I didn't know that that was what was coming. You know, I didn't know that was the next step or the next level. You know, I mean, he drove that.
Right.
And that was his decision to, you know, move it to that level and see if I would accept it at that level.
Right.
You know, and so, I mean, I would have never.
It's got you.
I cannot emphasize enough how internally wrong for me that would be to take a used collar. It's just inherently wrong. And
okay.
But you know, I can understand if you're more of the slave mentality. I can't, you know, I mean, I've never lived that mode.
Right.
But from the way it's been represented to me, I can see why that would make sense for, you know, a slave.
Right.
But I don't know. Where did you come out on that one? What were your thoughts on that? Like, would you re-gift or repurpose a collar that you had picked out and made for, or whatever, for another sub? And if you were no longer with that sub, would you reuse it?
I sure would. And I sure would. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why.
Holy shit.
I'm gonna tell you why. Number one, I would use it to see where she is. And is because a lot of what you heard, right, the yeses were saying it doesn't matter. A submissive should be appreciative of anything her master gives her, right? And so if you do put a collar around their neck that's been previously owned, if they take it and don't say anything, that's like, okay, then you put a feather in their cap And then eventually I would buy them their own collar, of course. But the collar, putting a used collar on somebody for me, it's either you have to belong to a house or something like that, and that's the rules, or I'm doing it, and if she takes that without a frown, okay, she can get a whole lot more.
Yeah, I don't agree.
No? I know you don't.
No, I don't. I really don't. I just, I feel like that it's something, it's really something, it's a big deal, you know, if you're going to enter into that type of dynamic with someone. And to, I don't know, to not honor it with something that's originates from that dynamic uniquely I couldn't go there. So
it's not you can't wrap it around in your mind, can you?
I just know, again, for, you know, it's like, I don't want to say where my point of view is that needs to make somebody else wrong.
Right.
What I'm saying is just that I can just tell you for me personally, what it took to get me here.
Okay.
And the true struggle, mental gyrations, physical gyrations. I mean, like this gets down deep into my soul.
Right.
And so for me, it's a really big deal to go this deep with someone.
Right.
And it's just not something, maybe it comes easier for other people. I don't know. It's really something that I've had to work at. I've had to look at a lot of things about myself, you know, really just get real. And right. So to, I honestly feel like a used collar, like, just totally shits on that. It's how it feels, you know. It's like, oh God, okay. You don't think like what I'm giving you is good enough.
Right.
You know, to be worthy of its own, you know, its own collar. And so I couldn't do it. It would feel, just would feel wrong for me. But I can only speak for where I'm at right now. Let's say I'm, you know, fast forward 5 years from now, having more experiences, you know, could I change my mind about that? I don't know. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that, like, when I started all this, that I just never thought I'd do or be interested in either. And here I am. So
right.
I do know that it's an evolving thing for me, but you know, just right now, you know, my answer is, and you know, it's truthful for where I'm at right now, is just, yeah, that would bother me.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny. I say I would give them a used collar, but I don't have I never had a collared sub anyway. So any sub that I meet that we decided that we could take it to that level would have their own collar. But I do get also the people that say they agree with a submissive should wear whatever the dominant gives her, because it's about being subservient to another person, and you can't be subservient if you're saying what you do and don't want.
Well, but
subservient in that world.
But every dominant submissive relationship has its set of guidelines and parameters that are unique to the two people involved.
Okay.
And right, because, like, as an example, you know, like I mentioned, that questionnaire, right? So it really is to get a better understanding of, you know, that sub is going to have boundaries and limitations and hard, you know, just no's, right? when you're, I mean, right? When you're talking about in a scene or, you know, in the physical sexual dynamic between the two people, you have hard limits. And I don't see why the collar aspect wouldn't be considered one of those same hard limits. As far as I could have a used one or no, I could not have a used one. And you're respectful of the other sexual limits, which are also emotional limits. And to me, the collar thing is kind of an emotional limit as well. So, you know, I just think it really is about what works for the two people. And, you know, and then just like you know, like when you and your dominant have a discrepancy, right? When you have something that's okay, they want, you know, maybe they'd like you to be more this way, but you're saying, oh hell no, you know, that's really just a big no for me. Then, you know, then you're going to look closer at that and you're going to talk about it. You're going to have dialogue. That's why, you know, I think that part of the reason why the dominant submissive relationship is so on point is because there has to be so much communication between the two people. And so if you're going to have differences, then you're going to be forced to talk about them. And then you're going to realize, okay, again, I wouldn't expect that anything that was just a hard, you know, just an absolute no for me, that you know, that someone's going to push on that. Hopefully, they're going to be respectful of that. And, you know, and I wouldn't expect to be pushed. I mean, I think there's a reasonable amount of, you know, testing the waters, right, that a dominant can do. And they have their reasons for that. But it, you know, I mean, there's just certain things that, you know when you really hit up against a no, right? Wouldn't you be respectful to your submissive when you know, like, that's a no?
That's a no?
Like when you say no, I mean, just like whatever it is, right? If she's just like, I don't like, you know, you can't slap me across my face because I would, you know, for like, you know, for whatever, maybe there's some trauma there, or maybe it's just like, I just don't like, I can't be slapped across my face. And maybe you really like slapping, you know, but for that person, it's like, this is hurtful. You're going to ask me to do something that is going to take something from me, like, you know, and you would be like, okay, right. I mean, you're going to respect that boundary.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So I kind of consider, you know, this used collar thing kind of one of those things as well. It's like, well, you know, if you got it, it's something that it's going to take two yeses, but it only takes one no.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, if either one of you says no on that, then that's probably where it should stay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I mean, and the submissives control the narrative, right? And far as, you know, how things go. And they just need to be very clear with how they feel, you know, and the things that they want.
Yeah. And also not to abuse that privilege.
True.
Because if you're going to have a no and you're going to live and die on that hill, you know, you can't do it all the time because you have to have a give and take.
Right.
So, you know, be very, very clear and committed to the no's. Committed to the no's and honest about it. And like I mean, sometimes, you know, sometimes you'll say things like, I don't think that sounds like something I would be interested in right now. But I'm open to seeing that differently or discussion about it or whatever. Right? And then if it's absolutely just a, you know, no, then, you know, you can say, be very careful and sure of the times when you say this is an absolute no. So that's, I think, the best way, you know, to handle that. But I know that I'm fairly certain. I'm very, very certain the used collar thing would just, it would hurt my feelings, actually.
Well, I mean, you have more people that have said no, they wouldn't wear it, right? And I think in particular, when it comes to this lifestyle and things like that, and what we've all read collars to be, I just think people want to feel more special by having their own collar.
Yeah. So let me ask you. So I said, you know, you got to be very careful about the hills you'll live and die on.
Right.
And is that a hill you would want to live and die on? Or are you flexible on it?
On a sub wearing a used collar? Right. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah. On a sub wearing
a used collar. Oh, yeah. A sub using a wear collar. I mean, I know we crossed over and some stuff. I mean, it's not a hard line for me. I mean, I mean, like I said, personally, if I bought a sub, a collar would be brand new.
Yeah.
But if I put a used one on her, it would be to see how down she is, how dedicated she is to me.
Yeah.
Would she be willing to sacrifice her own opinion and choice to satisfy me?
Is that what you want?
I mean, if I did something like that, that would be one of my reasons for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It would have nothing to do with, I mean, I don't have any other reason, but if I did, it would be to see how dedicated she is to me in the process.
Is there another way you could test that?
Nah, but listen, but that's problem.
That seems harsh. That just seems so harsh to me.
I mean, it really is. And I mean, and she can deny it.
Like, Jesus. I mean, yeah.
It's not an easy life.
No, it isn't. I don't know why exactly, but it seems that, you know, the dominant submissive relationship pushes you to be more considerate of the other person and make more sacrifices. And these are all things that these aren't new concepts that, you know, I mean, you always hear, okay, if you want to have a successful relationship,
right.
We're talking about vanilla stuff. You know, if you want to have a successful relationship, it's give and take. Mm-hmm. You have to make sacrifices for the other person. Mm-hmm. You got to push yourself farther than you ever thought you wanted to, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. All this, you know, all these common cliches, right? And I believe that that's what's the problem with, you know, most vanilla relationships is people just are in them and they still just want to continue to be selfish and autonomous. And there's a lack of caring or concern about the other person, their partner. But for whatever reason, the dominant submissive dynamic is very successful and really just entirely based on those principles,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's why, because if you can do that with someone and you will go that far with someone, you're going to be in some deep, deep friggin' waters with that person. And the commitment and the bond, and I mean, it's, you start, when you can go there with someone, it's deep.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why, and because, again, you know, why that simply doesn't translate or transition in vanilla, I don't know. I really don't know. Because those are just ideals that people say,
right.
but they don't live by. Maybe it's because the dominant submissive relationship has those ideals, but they also have practices and actual actions and things that and steps that you have to do that put that into action, put those sentiments into action. It's not just words or rhetoric anymore. It's the act of doing those things. So I think that for whatever reason, it gets actualized more.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, people are after those ideals, but they can't seem to make them happen in the vanilla world. But it's more likely to happen
mm-hmm.
with a do you see where I'm going with that? Like with the dominant submissive relationship, because that's the whole premise of it.
Right.
It's broken down more clearly and succinctly, mm-hmm. and vanilla, you know, relationships, I guess, don't want to define it that way. They don't want to say, hey, for a man and a woman to be together, you know, or someone's going to be more masculine, someone's going to be more feminine, because I shouldn't just say man and woman, because you can have same-sex couples. But, yeah, these are the roles. It, you know, the roles are more clearly defined in dominant-submissive versus, you know, the vanilla. It's like, okay, you're going to be the man and I'm the woman, but that gets all haywire. You know?
Yes.
There's a disconnect.
Yes.
There's a disconnect. But when you do, but it's like when you do go with the traditional roles and you can commit to that, it's so much better.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, it's so much better. Like, this is like June and Ward Cleaver, but we never really looked at it from this point of view.
Well, I'm glad that I brought it up right here at the tail end, you know, because I think you and I should go back, look at these comments, right? Take out some of the best ones and read them on another podcast concerning new collar versus used.
I know. It still like fires me up. You know, I have to think about even. I responded to one person because I was just like, oh my God, what do I say here? And I didn't want to go off, you know? And so I think I handled it pretty well, but, you know, because the person was kind of like, well, you obviously must be new to the lifestyle or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, just kind of like,
mm-hmm.
they're on some zingers, maybe, like discounting me, you know? And I'm like, well, And I just said, well, I'm actually not new per se. Mm-hmm. You know, I am a college sub and therefore I speak from my, because she was like, well, you must not have any experience. You must be new with this. Like, this is why you would say what you were mm-hmm. saying. I'm like, no, I'm actually not, you know, however, I, even though we have differing point of views, you know, I respect your, I respect you,
mm-hmm.
but you know, saying what you know, putting your viewpoint out there, you know.
I think everybody wants to be made to feel special by who they care about.
So why the hell would you give some used ass fucking collar to your sub, your special sub? I don't understand this.
Because some guys, right? Some guys look at it like, she ain't no special than the other ones. That's a sub, right? And then other people, like I said, if I was to do it, I'm doing it as a test. But there are guys out there that
I am goddamn special.
And there's guys out there that are like, no, you're not, and you're going to wear this. I'm just saying.
No, I have a special subbiness about me. If you don't see it, then we just can't get it. No, because I feel like, again, like if you get submission out of me, oh, you are fucking special. Like you should wear something to sit. You should pat yourself on the back, like
mm-mm,
literally.
See, this is where you're going wrong.
Huh? What?
The dominant is a special one.
No.
Mm-hmm. And you're special too. But them dominants that you connect with, boy, there's something else.
I think that it's a two-way street. That you have two very unique and special people of their own right.
Look, but see how you started feeling though? You was like, I'm special. And matter of fact, he need to wear something that I have. You know, see, there we go.
That was a joke. You didn't have to wear anything. I wouldn't, that would be weird. I'm just saying that, you know, a woman gives you her submission. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking gift.
Mm-hmm.
It is a gift.
I think it's all a gift. That's what my tagline is, the gent, the sub, the gift, the experience. I think it's all a gift. I think a proper dominant is a gift, and I think a proper sub is a gift.
That's what I'm saying. Agreed. I don't. So I feel like that right blend right there is, it's not one more than the other. It takes both of those to come together to create that specific dynamic. Otherwise, you've just got, like I said, you could have, because I've run across a lot of just ding dong doms. I mean, like, seriously, like, I don't know, they're not dominants, they're domineering, right? They're domineering men. They're not, it's not a dominant who cares about and invests in their sub and, you know, wants the best for them, and vice, because they foster the best in them, that sub brings their absolute best to that dominant, and you know, hopefully raises that guy up.
Okay.
And so I just don't think that there's more than the other when you have that proper blend. It's the magic formula. It's the secret sauce.
Of course, because
So
you're an A-type personality. Of course, you're gonna say that. Uh-oh, why did you get quiet?
no, I'm not. I'm thinking about what you said. So I haven't thought of it from that point of view. Maybe that is the point of view that I'm coming from, but I really feel like you can't have, what is, if you are a dominant that has nobody that thinks you're worthy of submitting to, well then what the fuck, who the fuck are you? Really, what are you bringing to the table?
True.
If you can't, if, right, I mean, you know, it's like, because again, and I'm just coming from the point of view that there's a lot of fakers out there. Faker, you know, I mean, I just got one the other day, you know, just a ding dong, like, told said, you know, you just, I came out of nowhere, like, you know, you need discipline. This is what he leaves with. You need discipline. Like, okay, person I don't know that I've never met. Okay, you know. And all I said was, yeah, I don't know that I necessarily disagree with that, right? I just was being put, and I'm like, well, I probably do.
And so this
And
is
then he goes, but then the next thing is, he's like, you know, you're. He says, you're fat. You're
what?
fat. He says, you're fat, and you need discipline. You're fat and you need discipline. I'm like,
Wow.
okay, here we
Wow.
go. You know, and I said, you know, this is not, I don't know what. I mean, so you have to understand, you know, I don't know. It's just like, there's this whole world of morons out there. And so if you want to separate yourself as a dominant, if you want to set you want to separate yourself from all the unfortunately other slacker doms who are trying to ride your coattails, right? Because they're trying to pretend to be you when they're not
Right.
you, and fool all these women who say they're submissive into weird shit. So again, just sort of, you know, like, can't get down with the, I need you to wear a used collar. I'm like,
You back to that.
yeah,
No, you ain't feeling it.
no, it just, yeah, it's like, I don't know. To me, I can't, I just, I'm like, is that a real dominant? I don't know. You know, I don't know. Doesn't feel right to me.
Right, I think what's being lost in all the comments is that no one truly asked, and I put this in, why are you using a used collar on me? Forget that it's a used collar, it was on another sub. Why are you using that? And allow him to explain. Everybody's
Okay,
heart.
why are you then? Why would you?
I told you why I would do it.
Yeah, it's a test.
But some guys be like, I don't give a damn. I have one good collar, and so when you with me, you get it. If you break up with me, you don't get it no more. I don't agree. I don't always agree, but I'm just saying, some,
I don't know.
But I was told, yeah, I mean, I never heard of that. But this is but this is what's going around in some groups, and it's a hot button topic.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, it's very divisive. I mean, you're going to, there's nobody, I don't see anybody really in the middle. It's like they're one side or the other on this issue. And it's kind of like the same thing. Like, when you can tell there's certain things I'm passionate about. Like, when I'm passionate about something, I'm passionate about. So, you know, the things that I'm not, I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know what? Like dicking
your sub down, that's no good. And then use collars, nope.
Oh Lord, oh God, she has a list. She got a list. I will not be getting dicked down by nobody else, and no use collars for me.
That's right. I mean, like, if my dominant didn't care, you know, we may have an open relationship. We may have what works for us. But if he was just completely unfazed by it, you know, like, that'd be like me saying, well, I don't really care, you know, if he's with other women. Well, of course I care. Is it realistic? Is it applicable? I'm not talking about that. Maybe, you know, we kind of both know, like, you know, because of distance or, you know, just our circumstance, like, we do have an open relationship. It doesn't mean that we're going to rub it in the other person's face or make a big deal out of it, or, you know what I mean? It just, there's just certain things you can still do, but, you know, you're as respectful as you can be about it. And it doesn't mean you have to like it.
Right.
Right?
Right, like, yes.
You can go, of course, when I make a sacrifice and I do something, you know, and I know, like, this is just strictly for him, that stuff I will absolutely do. You know, I'll make those sacrifices as much as I can, as often as I can. But I also need to know that when it's just I cannot see my way around this, that the other person on the other side is going to be respectful of that, you know, and right. And they're also taking into consideration all the other stuff that I do, you know, where they know that requires a lot of me, like, but I do it for them because that's what they need, you know, and that's part of what I've signed up for. But we all have our, like, our just
our moments.
Can't do it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I like this. I like this.
I know.
We're getting into it.
Before we go any farther, are we gonna mention?
No.
Nope. Not yet.
Hush.
No.
Hush. Not yet.
Oh, you don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
No, not yet. We have to work out kinks between each other first.
Okay. Because you're not sure you want to do that.
We have to work out our kinks between each other with that first. And then we can divulge more information on that.
Okay. Well, so I'll give a little teaser.
No.
No, I won't. It's not. No. I won't give away the premise. Mm. It's just that you and I are... Mm-hmm. Considering for the beginning of the year, because I'm trying to change the show a bit, right. You know, like, I can't do the same thing. And I had an idea that I ran by you. I won't say what that idea is. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty, I would say it's not going to be what anybody expects.
Right.
And it's just a complete juxtaposition. Mm-hmm. We'll call it that. It's a complete and total juxtaposition. So, mm-hmm. We're still just kind of thinking about whether or not, like, that would be an interesting thing that we could do.
Right. And talk about it.
Yeah. And that would only be at the beginning of the year if we would kick that off. So.
And later's going to have to talk me into it some more. She's working. She's working on it. But
you know what, though? I mean, I'm going to say this, though. If it's not... I don't want to have to talk you into it so much because I want it like if it doesn't, if you can't see your way to it, like if it just doesn't, like if that's just a bad idea, we'll think of something else. You know, we don't have to do that.
Yeah,
I don't really. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have to.
And
I don't have to sell you on it, really.
And listen to how you say it. You're saying it with your very persuasive ass voice. I know you.
No.
You don't have to. You can do it. You don't have to do it.
You don't.
All right. Okay. But we're gonna discuss some more details, and then we'll dive over to everybody.
If you think it's a bad idea, then I'm fine with that. I'd rather come up with something else.
Well, one of the things that we told everybody, right, on the last podcast we did together was we need to entertain before you retire, just doing a series together next year. We're working on what the premise of that will be, guys. I'm going to leave it at that. But she's good at persuasion. She's good at persuasion.
No, we're just kicking around ideas. We're just kicking around ideas. Hey, that was one. That's just only one I came up with. I'm open. I mean, I could sit and think about. I'm sure I could think of others that would be equally as interesting. I just thought that just kind of jumped into my mind. I felt like that would be a good. That would be a really good learning experience for me and for you. Hopefully, I mean, you know. But if you don't, like I said, if you don't see it that way, then. Let's not do it. I mean, I want it to be beneficial.
I do too. I really want it to be beneficial as well. I do.
I want it to be beneficial for both of us. I thought that, you know, that would be. I, of course, want to understand just, you know, the other side of it better, you know, and like this would really make me think and challenge me. So to be at a different, I mean, to really flip-flop everything, right? So I thought the converse would be true, that that would be beneficial for you, but it may not be. So if it's not going to be, then we shouldn't do it.
What'd you say?
I said, if it's not going to be beneficial for you too, then we shouldn't do it.
Well, no, I mean, of course. I'm going to go along with it because I want to have fun. And
you're resisting it though.
But
now you know. Now you know what it's like from a see? You're already getting the that's like, I don't know about that.
I don't like you now.
This is how your submissives could feel. Like really, you have to like you got to appreciate the challenge.
You know, I see you're down. I see Cowboy and probably a little hard on you. Cause he gotta eat through this. He gotta eat through that charm. I said he gotta eat through that charm.
He's I don't know. I mean, he trust me. He does a good job, but I can't convince him of something he doesn't want to do.
Right.
I mean, and I don't want to. And that's what I'm saying. And this is the same for you. I don't want to. Convince. Right. I don't want to be convincing somebody if it's not, you know, if it doesn't make sense. But but of course, but you know, to your statement there, yeah, of course I'm going to do my best. You know, if I feel like, okay, let me just give you, let me lay it out and give you the fine print and the bullet points and why I think this would be a good idea. So yeah, I'm gonna state my position, but.
Okay, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for this. You know, I'm waiting for that.
I've stated it.
No.
I have stated it.
But you said you was going to send me something in writing, so I'm waiting for the in writing.
Oh, okay. Well, no, so, well, right now, what we're, yes, we would. But what we have to do is figure out the parameters and agree on that. And so it's just like, you know, we're deciding what the scope of this dynamic will be.
Will be, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, overall, I think the idea is fun.
And people have no clue right now what we're
talking
about because we know what we're talking about and they don't.
But once we get it started, they're going to be like, oh boy, these two.
These two are fucking nuts.
These two are nuts. Yeah. And don't forget, Spain 2020.
I know. Oh, no, I'm not. I want to go guess. It's going to be so fun.
Okay, you ready to, are you going ready to wrap it up?
Hey, my passport's up to date. I'm ready to go.
Oh, my passport is, my passport is good to 2026, so I'm ready.
All right. Yes, it's on record.
Let's go.
We could have our last podcast to our experiment. Or like that last week or something, and...
There you go, adding on. Okay. There you go, adding on. All right, this
I have all these ideas. I have all these great ideas.
Now, this is where you go and tell all your listeners, thank you for listening.
Okay.
Thank you for having Sir Ink on. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's time to officially close this podcast. I know we've spent a lot of time on the back end here just discussing some subject matters that you guys aren't fully aware of. However, stay tuned because I think that there is going to be some really fun, exciting, unexpected. Somebody is grousing about this. I don't hear this positive. Where's your positive energy?
That is positive energy, but it's you. And I know this thing is like, you know, it's going to be changing.
We'll nail it down.
I know.
We'll
nail it down. Look, on a 10-point bulletin, you're going to have 12 points and two of them going to be blank.
Those will be TBD.
Subject to change.
To be determined.
I know you. It's not like I don't know you. You're my friend. I know you. You're awesome.
No. It's going to be, you got to do this with me. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
You'll never get another chance. No one is ever going to approach you with the same idea.
No.
You cannot pass it up.
Only you.
I know. I'm the only one bold enough. So you got to just go for it.
Such a wild woman.
Okay. All right. Well, let's end this lovely podcast.
Yes.
Thank everybody. I'm thanking everybody for listening. And all I want to say is you need to keep listening because even though I'm changing the Curious Girl show, it's going to still be. I'm going to move it in a direction that you didn't expect, and it'll be very fun. So you will have stuff in 2020 to listen to.
Yes.
Great. All right. Yes. Great. All right. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And keep checking back because we got more stuff coming.
Yes,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.